No, you ain't.
Throw it back for what, bitch, boy? I'm a upset, still unflat. Show baby rapping no hits, boy. This art sure costs more than yours. Man, get yours for 3 years ago. Made my way from my own lane. Still hanging to my own bag. Ain't crying over no spilled milk. Fucking bitches like whips still. Minute off the knees, got a gang still. Or locked up, filled up with guilt. But guess what, bitch, we back out. We never left, just sound good. Guess what, bitch, we back out. We never left, just sound good. I'm Detroit Red, I'm a whole lot of egg out. Getting in my pocket and I got that check. Had a check for the shoes.
And we are live. Well, not live, but live recording.
I'm not live. I'm dead.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I'm drunk and high on a Tuesday, so this should be good.
That's really mature of you, man.
Yeah, you know what? I've been really seeking Christ lately, and this is the path that he's told me to take. To go to work, avenge, and gorge myself in alcohol. So, that's what I did. But excited to talk some football. Yay. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm having a good, lovely season. I don't know about you, man.
You know what, Lachey? Sometimes you just gotta play the cards you're dealt. But, you know.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do?
I don't know, man. You know, it's just something we gotta be aware of. You know, there are just challenges every day that we have to deal with, you know. There's certain obstacles you have, you know. Some of us are born with privilege. Evan.
Oh yeah, he is very privileged. Most privileged person in the league. You should probably edit that out so you don't get sued.
Evan. Okay. But no, back to it. Back to it. I was taking a dig there. We missed last week. We were busy. I was busy. Pretty sure I was doing I was at National Guard drill and shit, so.
Wow, thank you for your service.
No, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. But this week, too, was nice. The bar opening got lit. It was great.
Yeah, we carried the party over. Lachey has been working very hard on this backyard bar. Looks nice. It got christened with its first spilled beer. Always good to get that. Always good to get that sunken beer smell in so you can know that you're at a good bar. Yep. And a lot of good football to watch.
Football and food. You brought a nice risotto plate dish.
I know how to throw the fuck down in the kitchen.
Oh god, it's so good. So good. So good and tasty.
There's one thing to know about me, it's that I love cooking.
Yes. It was fun though. You know, even Mello fell asleep, like, almost in air, kind of, with the beer between his legs. Like,
I have a picture of it.
Yeah.
I'll have to post it later after the... Yeah. Once the podcast drops, I'll send the picture within the group chat, so everyone can have the full...
Also, if you just sent it to me, I could put it as an episode.
Yeah, I like that idea better.
But, getting back to what we missed... Last week, we're gonna be more,
and the week before.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter. I'm saying there's only been two games, so only 2 weeks. Well, 1 week, but regardless, we're gonna kind of do it weird this time. We're gonna go through each team right now because two games have already gone by, and then we're gonna then make predictions for the next week. We're on a time crunch. Remember that, Daniel? A time crunch.
I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
All right, so for the first team that we're looking at, we're going bottom to top. So from last place towards first place. And what do you know? We have Baker Mayfield, QB1, Daniel Gleason.
Go ahead, let me have it. You clearly have a lot to say about my team and my draft strategy, so I'll give you the floor here for a second.
I will say this. There are some obvious picks I disagree with. When the draft was going on, like, one, I was not for that Alexander Mattison hype. Khalil Herbert, not bad, but he's just like your running back two type thing. I don't know why you believe in Burks. I think I'm still right about that. Last year I was right about that shit. Pickens, who knows? More to see.
Keeper.
Yeah, I know.
Next question.
Quentin Johnson.
I mean, where was that pick? I mean, listen, it's a 14-team league. Ultimately, trades have to be made.
You drafted in the seventh round.
Objection! Yeah, well, you know what? Who could I have had there? I guess I could have taken... I mean, it's weird with these keeper leagues. The player boards get weird.
Honestly, I'm really not going to take shots at you. I typically don't like doing that. Like,
I wish you would. Shoot me in the fucking head so I drop it.
Honestly, what are you thinking? What's going through your mind, actually?
Well, tough luck loss to Steelers defense. You know, I thought, honestly, Deshaun Watson really just kind of cost me that game. And then obviously the Njoku fumble at the end. You know, never really feels great to lose by a defensive performance, which is why I usually advocate for nixing defense. But that's another discussion. You know, where I feel obviously not great at all about the running back situation. You know, my draft strategy this year was centered around the fact that I didn't have third and fourth round picks. So, you know, definitely looking to go in with a full deck next year, knew that it was kind of stacked up against me. So what I tried to do with that was just try to find correlation where I could, right? So like the Lamar Andrews stack, you know, Traylon Burks in the eighth round, which I thought was decent value personally, but, and, you know, and then I was trying to find that Ryan Tannehill stack. So it's going to look ugly. It's, you know, it's going to be a slug it out. I'm going to be making more moves as I, you know, evidenced by today, but
you know, 0-2
is what it is. You know, it's not a death sentence. You know, you just gotta ride it out.
True, true. Well, I wish you luck on that.
One thing I don't really feel great about either is, like, I feel like DK Metcalf kind of falling a little bit behind in the pecking order, or having to compete a little bit with Jackson Smith and Jigba. You know, I still feel fine with it at fifth round keeper value, but, you know.
Yeah, and Lockett got the two touchdowns last week.
He's been feasting. He's been feasting. And then I was happy to move off of Jahan Dotson, honestly. He's fake news.
I still believe in the kid, but Howell just needs to get over
it. He's had a consistently low ADOT, and, you know, I still think Terry's the alpha there. Pretty clear.
Don't tell Joe that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got the next one. 0-2, another 0-2 team. I digs my Burrow. This is Conrad's team right now.
Boy, it certainly doesn't look good for Joe Burrow. But I'll tell you what, though. I mean, I feel like CJ Stroud and Baker Mayfield, at least through the first 2 weeks here, have kind of provided decent fantasy value. I think Stroud had a tough week one on the road to Baltimore, but. You know, you're able to see what he's able to do in garbage time. You know, almost threw the ball 47 times and a couple touchdowns. You like to see that.
Yeah, and like looking at Conrad's team, like on paper, it really doesn't. You don't think it.
This is an 0-2 team that's gonna pull it together unless like it falls apart. Like this is it's one of those teams where you look at it's 0-2. It's kind of a couple bad luck losses maybe, but
yeah, like Breece Hall kind of got like just. Fucked over in a way. Only four carries, like that's just an anomaly to me. Najee though,
I don't know what Najee is doing there, man.
Najee looks slow, man.
He looks very stiff running the football, and Jaylen Warren looks a lot more explosive, and really should be a focus point in the running back position for Pittsburgh.
Overall, I don't think his team has a lot of depth, but I definitely do like his starting roster here. I mean, I suppose it's not a matter for playoffs, but it's weird. 0-2 is just...
I mean, you ran into the, you know, week one buzzsaw of Team Get Grit, and then, you know, again, just a couple back-to-back spankings. You want to see him put up more points. I think he ultimately will. I think it's just going to be a matter of, you know, that week-to-week consistency at running back. Can he run into some touchdown luck here with Breece Hall? You know, I'm questioning how many touchdowns the Jets are actually going to score now that Zach Wilson's back under helm here, right? Like, I think that's a fair question. I think it's also a fair question as to what David Njoku's going to provide at tight end with how bad Deshaun's looked.
Also, eventually, once Kyler Murray gets back, too, I think that's going to help Marquise Brown.
I think Marquise, yeah. I mean, I think I think we like to see him hit Pater, and he had a good target share. I think Josh Jobs is fine for
also
right now. We'll see. I don't know.
Also, last thing on his team, excuse me, Gordon's droppable. Drop him. Zeke, arguably too, but
yeah, I would agree.
All right, next.
I traded a second round pick for Zeke last year. It feels bad.
All right, next we gotta get Swifty, your boy, the New Jersey side. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. By association, he's from your side of the family. He's from your side of the family.
Disgusting Jets fan.
But the last 0-2 team, if I'm correct, yes.
That is correct. That is correct. I mean, he had a nice little Get Swifty performance. It's good that he's able to bring the name back. It is a good nickname. And
I think he regrets loading up on the Jets.
I think so, too. I would as well. Yeah, I mean, that Dalvin Cook pick was not great. Just loading up on Jets weapons right now.
Obviously, Aaron Rodgers. He was drafted real early, wasn't he? First round, he dropped Aaron Rodgers.
It was a first round. It was a first round pick. Yep.
That's gonna bite him. That's gonna
without throwing a pass. How does that feel? You think when like you're a Jets fan, and you know you've been dog shit for so long, even back to the days when they went to the AFC Championship game, right?
Mm-hmm. I think he's
It's just I would be like fucking miserable.
But the last thing, like, it's like the amount of cope where he actually has him on the IR. He's not gonna drop him because he has hope that he's gonna come back. Aaron Rodgers said he'd come back.
Do you think he'll keep him as a first round pick?
No way.
Kidding aside, Garrett Wilson's still really good. T. Higgins and Hawkinson are nice picks. I think he just fumbled it in the draft a little bit here, and it's kind of on display with this 0-2 start. I do think there will be opportunities for him to get on the board in the win column. You know, I think everyone has a chance to win ultimately, right? Like, it's a 14-team league. There's a lot of variation, but
he's losing Jamal Williams for 4 weeks.
He's going to... Yep, and he only lost by 1 point last week.
Also, once Cup's back, 2-2's pretty much done. If they get rid of the trash committee and Swift becomes a primary running back, then that could help him too. But I think his major concern is quarterback. Zach Wilson ain't it, but yeah.
I mean, if he can get guaranteed touchdown production from Goff. I mean, 23 points, not nothing. But, I tend to agree.
Because Dalvin...
You know, Zach Wilson, oof.
Dalvin didn't look good either, man.
He's done. Dust. Absolute dust.
All right.
Zach Moss on the bench, though. If he plays Zach Moss over Dalvin, if he puts his Jets homerism aside for 1 second, which was a bad matchup to begin with, and throws Zach Moss in there... I don't know what he's thinking there. Shit. It's an easy win for him. We're not talking about it as an 0-2 team.
Was it really that close?
It was last week. Yeah. Yep. The Jeffersons won 138-44 to 137-52. And Dalvin Cook was slotted in for a whopping, a massive negative 1.3. Zach Moss, 18 carries, 88 yards, with 4 receptions for a good 18 points.
You said he lost by 1 point?
He lost by 1 point.
So if he didn't play Dalvin Cook, he would have won.
Less than 1 point.
He would have won if he just didn't play Dalvin Cook. Wow.
He would not check his Jets fandom for a second. As evidenced by his Jets defense start last week, too, which was also dog shit. So, all right. You want to win? Put the fucking laundry at home.
All right. But he does have a good amount of points for. All right. Next team, 11, it's Bruce. I know not many of you know Bruce. I met Bruce down in Alabama. Sweet home. When I was in Sticks.
Your Vietnam days.
Oh yeah. But
I gotta say, this is not really a quarterback situation I love. based on like just the eye test, like Carr looked like poop yesterday and Deshaun looked like poop. Maybe it's just recency bias, but
yeah, overall I don't mind his team. I think Michael Thomas is like actually not dusted, so I think he's a good wide receiver too. I'm facing him this week, but I don't think his team's bad. I think it's just a couple of like bad performances. He does have Ford, which is awesome.
Yeah, I mean that's that's game changing shit for sure. And you know, he had the capital to make a move at running back, right? Because he's got 6 running backs on the roster right now. Am I counting that correctly? That's a lot.
Isn't it weird how he sat Cooper?
Yeah, I think was that a decision where, you know, he wasn't sure whether he was going to play, so he just kept him out anyway. I would have probably
I would wait and see for that.
But I would have probably threw Romeo Doubs on the bench and threw Jerome Ford in, you know, even without it, just to see, you know, if Cooper was coming back in, because the news on him improves pretty significantly around kickoff on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I wanted some misinformation, which definitely happens, like we all get busy, right? But it wouldn't have mattered. Uncle John took him to the fucking woodshed.
Yeah, he did. All right, hopefully better things in store. He is 1-1 though. All right, next.
Yeah, I would like to see some of those. I mean, Jerome Ford definitely solidifies his running back situation too. I think he could use some help at wide receiver. I don't disagree with you that he's got a good team.
Didn't he just get Dotson from you?
He did just get Dotson. You laughed at that trade. Give a quick take on where you think that trade lands for both teams.
I was like, oh, you have Herbert. That's why you got it, because you're afraid Herbert's gonna lose his job, and he needed a receiver. So that's what it was. I don't think it was a bad trade. It was just a whatever thing.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think in this league you have to kind of make like whatever bullshit deals like that, because there's such a low player pool with the 14 teams and the low bench. Like, if you're not making deals, you're not trying to.
It's best to do it earlier on. So,
yep.
All right, next, number 10 overall, we got Calvin's bookie, Joey Gallant.
I can tell you he's been pretty frustrated by the production of one Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I think eventually it's gonna change.
Mm-hmm.
It has to, and I think that will completely reignite his team.
It will, for sure.
Because also like this, I like that Josh Reynolds pickup.
And I think Tank Dell. I mean, I was hoping Tank Dell would kind of break out this past weekend. He did. Nice 16 points. Good target share. I mean, Noah Brown kind of going on IR locks him into 3 wide receiver sets.
Yeah.
So, you know, some interesting plays if he can get a 2. He's got the running back depth to go with a 2 running back build and plug in a Tank Dell or even a Mingo against a softer matchup potentially next week in Seattle.
Yeah, I think he has some depth here. It's going to be obviously make it kind of harder for decision-based placement on the game day. But, I mean, he's not in a bad position at all. It comes down to, for him, literally, it's just when Jamar Chase decides to turn it around, when the Bengals decide to be the Bengals again. I do think that cap injury has to be bad on Burrow. He's not this bad.
I mean, he didn't play all of training camp, so I mean, I think it's a rust element too. Let's take a look and see. I mean, the schedule does soften up a little bit here, with the exception of Tennessee. I think the Rams and Arizona potential spots for him to kind of explode a little bit here. But
Arizona, Seattle.
He's got a target kill too. I mean, definitely a top heavy receiver core. With some guys he might be able to plug in. I think Tank Dell, you lock him in as like an every week starter. If he can keep that production up, you got a nice little team here. Toggle matchups.
He's a strong team, like 3 solid running backs and a good amount of receivers, so I wouldn't be too concerned for his team going forward.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next we have last year's champ
Asterisk.
who pulled off. Did he pull off the win?
He pulled off the Peter Pan win. Yep.
He did.
Yeah, one interception, six sacks, three forced fumbles, three recovered fumbles, two touchdowns. And for 29 points. Yeah.
And a Chubb injury.
Yep. So, yeah, that fucking sucks.
Looking at
took Sam Howell in the third round. Definitely a good pick.
Looking at his team, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. Compared to looking at the draft capital he kind of had, like the big assets he had.
This is an easy win for him if Raheem Mostert's in his lineup. That's for damn sure. Yeah, and he's got the running back depth for sure right now. I mean, a lot of guys are in the mix here. Pierce obviously off to a slow start, but maybe Justice Hill gets that lucky touchdown one week or another. Algier gets that random touchdown, even though he's clearly inferior to Bijan. But
oh yeah, but 16 carries is still good volume, I think.
No doubt. I think Mostert's looked really good. Mostert looks really good.
He does. And then I think, what was it? Bourne. I think he paid too much for him.
No doubt.
He bought into the hype of it all.
Well, and you saw when Devontae Parker came back, his snap share, you know, basically split in half, and you could obviously see that Parker's going to be the target funnel for that offense. Like, Jones is looking at him on first read every fucking play against Miami.
Yeah, and then for Hill, I think Edwards is the better running back.
I agree. But, I mean, he's going to be usable. Especially if Edwards goes down. I mean, it's good to have, like, those flyer running backs. But, I mean, you know, stashing Jameson Williams, a little dicey at the wide receiver position here. You know, Gabe is off to, like, kind of a decent start. You know, can he keep it consistent moving forward? Who knows? Waddle in concussion protocol. So, you know, I'm going to be looking to see him add another wide receiver to. I would also maybe try to make a trade where you're packaging Jameson Williams for someone else who wants to hold him for a little bit.
And the last thing is, hopefully Damian Pierce turns it around. I definitely did like him this year. I just think that with this whole rookie quarterback thing, it's kind of like running backs don't perform as well with your stereotypical pocket passer.
I mean, a couple things on that note. Number one, they're missing four starters on their offensive line, right? So it's going to be tough. They haven't been in run game scripts the past couple of weeks. And number two, it's tough because he's 45% of the snaps back-to-back weeks. Like, he's clearly splitting time with Devin Singletary. I'm actually pretty concerned if I'm a Damian Pierce owner right now. I'm looking to get off to a hot start.
Yeah. All right. For the next team, we have Team Boomer, Mr. 1-1.
Number one overall pick. You know, the Boomer, you know, this is what I like about these teams like this, when you can get correlation, right? You know, get the Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith stack, which is looking real juicy earlier this year. This is a team that's good. I think Josh Kelly's dog shit for sure. And, you know, the Chargers clearly missing his presence in the run game, and he's got to figure that shit out. I mean, he can't be stashing two defenses and only rostering three running backs, one of which is barely even, like, Penny's not seeing the field at all for Philly. So,
yeah, I think Penny's last in this depth chart for that running back situation there.
Yep. And I like Jahmyr Gibbs a lot. But, you know, again, they just signed Zonovan Knight. They're going to use Craig Reynolds. They clearly kind of want to phase him into the offense here. So, you know, he's going to be needing to rely on Daniel Jones and Jalen Hurts and these wide receivers to kind of carry his team through. And, you know, which can happen. He scored 158 points last week, but the fucking floor of this team looks pretty low. If, you know, you get a stinker and you have these running backs kind of just putzing around for
right now
combined 12 points.
Right now he's in his team's very like a feast or starve situation, I would say. But
kind of hit pay dirt a little bit with that that Hunter Henry signing. You know, the Hunter Henry's a nice find.
Yeah, no, he's being used very well. All right, next we have Evan's team, the Jeffersons.
Hmm. Very white sounding name.
no.
He's got a good team this year. I mean,
yeah.
If Nico Collins fucking keeps it together and
he has Cup and, you know, I don't even, and Taylor in the IR.
I feel like he's just got good depth, right? Like even someone like Curtis Samuel can go out there, get you 8 points week one, you know, can play 60% of the snaps, you know, maybe gets into these shootout sort of situations and lucks into a touchdown, right? Like, only thing I'm not really sold on is Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but so about the Kenny Pickett thing, so it's like, I think his team, like, in a way, arguably, it's like, all right, Josh Dobbs, you can't consider him for in the long term, but I think his team is built much like a zero QB type situation for a super flex, where if Jonathan Taylor and Kupp come back and they're healthy, mm-hmm. he won't need to play Pickett, I don't think, very much at all, because the possible point output you can get from them will kind of,
yeah,
you can just bench that quarterback and put in like a Cup or a Taylor in there. So
I do agree. It's just a little bit dicey when you look at mm-hmm. you know, from tight end down here a little bit.
Yeah, it's like his flex situation is not fantastic. Obviously, if Cam Akers gets traded to a team that actually wants to use him,
mm-hmm.
that could be a little lottery ticket right there. Gibbs.
Whether he's good enough, who knows? But
yeah, Gibson, I don't know, man. I thought Bieniemy would use him more.
Looks like they've got him a little more involved in the passing game this week, and he kind of got himself in the doghouse last week with a fumble, but I think Brian Robinson's honestly looked good, and they've been kind of looking to pass a little more, I feel like, right? Like,
love 50 Cent.
Howell's been having to sling it a little more because they've been in situations where they're trailing.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, no, overall, Evan's team isn't bad. Not at all. Okay, next we have 1-1 Brown folk. To put Christian McCaffrey in the trade block kind of confused me a little bit. I think he was kind of just saying, look who I have. Luck.
Look at my spoils of war.
Because also, you wouldn't trade CMC.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't, right? You know, unless you feel like you really need to kind of fill out I mean, he has a ton of running backs on this roster. I mean, my God, like, you know, it's debatable whether he, like, even someone like Deuce Vaughn is even rosterable, right?
I think it's just that hype.
It is that hype, but it's like, you know, if a good wide receiver, like, crops up randomly and you need to fill that out, like, you know, is he next man off the roster? Like, I feel like, you know, Deuce Vaughn, having two Chuba Hubbards on your roster, right? Like,
yeah, I think for his team, kind of
like the same player.
I think in terms of positional players, doesn't have a bad team at all. His quarterback situation, very,
very suspect.
Yeah, like that's gonna matter, I think, in the long run. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Bryce Young, he is a rookie. Maybe he'll get it together, but like, still, like, Jimmy looks god awful, man.
You know, they're really not asking him to throw that much, which, like, is not very conducive for high scoring fantasy outputs, right?
How's Devontae Adams even doing right now? If looking at,
I think he had a touchdown last week, but he also got a little banged up. And in week one, it was Jacoby Myers all day.
Yeah, so, I mean, he did well, but yeah, I guess, yeah, Jimmy's not throwing the ball as much.
Yeah. Would like to see, I think he definitely does need to make a move here off of one of these running backs. I'm probably looking to move Kenneth Walker before moving Christian McCaffrey. I definitely see his urgency to get a pass catcher. You know, playing this running back heavy strategy in these types of leagues where you don't get a ton of pass volume is dicey because you're consistently having to rely on touchdown luck. So
yeah, no, I agree with that. I think trying to move Kenneth Walker is much more of a sound.
I'll buy Kenneth Walker. Fuck it. Yeah, give him to me.
Much more sound move than trying to trade McCaffrey. You just don't do that. That's like that blue chip. You don't get rid of that.
Oh, but he's gonna get hurt.
Like, I have him in my Dynasty League, and I thought about trading him towards the later years. I'm just going to ride that till the wheels fall off. I don't care.
Yeah, probably.
All right, next team we have Spiky Kanye sitting at 1-1. One thing that stands out to me is the disappointment that Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears
not look very good at all, does he?
No, he's not. He's missing a lot of reads, man.
Like, he's taken 10 sacks.
Yeah, they counted 3 seconds, man. He held the ball for 3 seconds, bro. That last game.
Yeah,
against the Bucks, like
depressing.
There was multiple open men, and maybe I don't know what it is. If it's like maybe like the they're not developing him well as a passer, but they want him to pass more. But it's like, yo, because in college, he actually was a passer. I don't know. I think, and obviously his attitude was kind of piss poor at the end of that game. If you watch the clip of it all, he was kind of passing blame to others. I don't know, man. Like, what they should do is like stop trying to make him a pocket passer and like, hey, man, if you don't see your first or second read, just run. And we'll try to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's a scheme issue at play here too, but ultimately he's just not making very good throws.
Yeah, I agree.
But you know what? Ultimately, you know, as far as bad as he's played, 14 points is not a terrible outcome based on the eye test versus what he actually did. Because you know, he's still able to get there with his legs. You know, as long as he's able to find, you know, pay dirt through the air, that's fine. But yeah, I'm feeling pretty bad if I took a high pick on him in QB Superflex this year, which I didn't, thankfully. This team is pretty close to drawing dead at running back, given the Aaron Jones injury situation, now David Montgomery. Connor, obviously still a very high volume play here, and the wide receivers looking good enough to kind of get him over the hump, but I'd be looking to get a running back in there pretty quickly.
And I don't mind his team, like it's not bad at all. If Aaron Jones
I think it's contention worthy, especially if this Jaden Reed thing kind of like comes to fruition full time, right? I think he just needs to get Aaron Jones healthy, and he needs to get David Montgomery healthy. He needs to continue the touchdown luck that he's had, because there's a lot of touchdowns on this team from this past week.
And last question as I ask this: are you in or out on Tony?
You know what? I think I'm holding him. You know, he's definitely a mental case, and definitely has his character flaws and flaws in the game with injuries. But I think Mahomes has been looking his way, and you give him time and give him some more reps from the time he missed in camp, and I think he'll have a couple of blow up spots.
You know what I think it is? I just don't think he's good at reading the playbook. I don't think he understands the playbook, man. I think he's just...
I mean, that's part of the issue, right? Is there a full buy-in from him, you know, based on his, you know, willingness to, like, harass people on Twitter that are critical of him, right? Like,
just, like, learn the playbook.
Among other things that I won't comment on.
All right, next team we have I guess you could say expected champ of this year. Kind of in the hot seat right now.
God.
Obviously losing Chubb. Eckler, no timetable, no return for that. No timetable, right? It's still there,
no
right?
No timetable to return as of right now.
Amon-Ra might have turf toe.
Yep. Derrick Henry, old... I mean, you know, I think that was the one thing that we were talking about. It's like, all right, what if, like, you know, what is this wide receiver depth going to do for him if the going gets tough at either quarterback or running
back? See, I think if his running backs, obviously if Eckler comes back in time, he is like, he's kind of set there, I think. But
yeah,
I think it's his biggest weakness is the receivers, man. Like, it's not.
I think he's got to move. He's got to move at least one of those quarterbacks. I would probably look at Matt Stafford or Ridder.
Yeah.
And get a couple of additional pass catchers in there, both at running back position and at wide receiver.
Yeah, he needs to do something. But
I do like holding Charbonnet as like kind of a late season lotto ticket. I think he's really good at football personally. And if Ken Walker ever goes down, like, he's just gonna step in.
Oh, definitely. Also, I think a bad pick, and it's unfortunate because I really like this guy, but Kyle Pitts, man. It's not even his fault. I think Kyle Pitts is a good fucking footballer, man. It's just the system is
they
not
just
it.
Are not. Yeah, the system is not designed to focus around him, and it's sad. But yeah, I mean, I wanted to be right about him last year. I was not, and it's looking like more of the same this year.
Yep. All right, next we have the last 2-0 teams. There's three of us total. We got Andy.
Oh, three of us. Yeah. I'm glad you can speak for everyone.
It's Andy who pulled off a win against. Oh wait, so no, the Chubb injury I mentioned earlier, that was Will. He's facing Will. Will. Okay, that's right. Why Andy won.
That's right. That's why you won.
Congrats.
Jalen Warren definitely helped too, though. Nice little 10 spot in the flex.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. Generally, that Jordan Love keeper was a good selection right there, I would say. He is looking good. Seems like a competent quarterback. Obviously a tough loss. Obviously to the Falcons. I still do like the Packers. I like what they have going on there.
I still think they're gonna win the NFC North.
Yep.
Pretty confident in that prediction actually.
For his team overall, I like his I really like looking at his team on paper. I love his quarterback options. In terms of running backs, solid receivers. I would say the Ridley and Ayuk, that's pretty legit. Drake London, you're not gonna get that from every week, unfortunately. It's just the reality of it all. But overall, I mean, Mims looked good. Obviously, it was only two catches he had, but
yeah, I mean, you know, pretty lucky there because he also only played 24% of the snaps, so
yeah.
Something to watch moving forward. It's actually he actually played less this week than he did last, but you know. Able to get the big play.
I think with a healthy team, Andy has a pretty scary team, man, because you got Deontay and
Kamara's coming back. Kamara's back.
And you got Watson, too, who might be coming back this week.
Yep. I just do think he needs to improve some of the bench depth there. I think you've got some droppable guys in, you know, Ty Chandler, Sean Tucker, and Justin Ross.
Well, I think once Johnson and Watson are back, he's going to drop, you know, some of those players. Also, because for room, but no, his team's not bad at all, man. It's pretty scary. Look at
this is a good start for him, and yeah, definitely not looking forward to facing him.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
All right, second to last 2-0 team. Myself, I won't say much except that I love my team.
Your team fucking sucks. Actually, it's the most overrated 2-0 team.
And
it's not particularly close. You know, I just look. I'm checking off Dak Prescott, dust. Josh Jacobs, dust. Mike Evans, dust. Jones, dog shit. Like, why is Brian Robinson on your bench? Why is Puka on your bench? Put him in your fucking lineup.
I will, but Puka
Mania. You have him, and you can't even play him over. No, you got a nice team. You got a nice team.
Oh, I know I do.
I
definitely do think, I'll admit this, I fumbled with, like, who do I play kind of situation. Like, I literally might sit Mac Jones next week.
What you should do is switch the scoring format of this league to best ball. That way, automatically, everyone's best plays go in, and you don't have to worry about bullshit like lineup decisions.
But don't we want to make fun? Don't we want to make fun of people's lineup decisions?
We can still do that. We can still do that. Draft decisions. I guess you're right.
All right, next one.
I do think I will comment. What do you think? You know, Zay Flowers, is he a legit threat to the Andrews target competition in Baltimore, or are they both going to kind of like eat a little more? Because he did fall off a little bit compared to week one. What are your expectations there? Is he one of those players you're going to be struggling with, like whether to start or sit?
Yes and no. I expected kind of Andrews to step in, and obviously, knowing the relationship as we have noticed between Lamar and Andrews, obviously, you know, Lamar's going to want to get Andrew involved in that. Like, that's his like number one. I think that's his number one option. I really do think that's his number one option. What I do like about Zay, though, is they're giving, especially with the issues with the running back, he's getting some carries. Mm-hmm. So I always can expect some little sweeps in that get a little tutties. But overall, I think I'm going to be more hesitant to kind of play him in the future. I definitely do think like I value Puka over him.
Are you considering a move for like a top tier quarterback? Because that's the one thing I'm looking at your team and seeing, and like, damn, if there's just that one game changing quarterback, like this team is pretty unbeatable. Like, yeah. Would you move like a Chris Olave or a Puka or like one of these wide receivers to cash in on like, you know, Sam Howell?
I definitely have given thought to upgrading to get a better quarterback.
It's just, I mean, I think the one thing that concerns me a little bit about Dak is that, number one, there's times where he's just flat out not good at football. But number two, McCarthy seems to be going back to like boomer football a little bit and just running the fucking piss out of the ball.
Yeah, no, I definitely, my goal is if I can pull off some trades I have in mind. I want Dak to be my QB2.
This is a warning for everyone. Don't let Lachey promise you, you know, fairy tales and dreams if you give him your first round pick and your best player.
You're just so mad you can't pull trades off. You're just not good at the art of the deal.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Next team, number one. Actually,
number one, man. Kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah. Anthony, just looking at his team, I'm like,
he's got correlation out the fucking ass.
I was like, how? When you first look at his team on paper,
I mean, he
you're
has
like,
so
how?
Much correlation, though. It's like, kind of, it's like really nice. I mean, between Russell Wilson and Judy, and then he's also got
Barkley and Waller,
but also Herbert, Keenan Allen, and a little Gerald Everett as like depth behind Darren Waller. Like, I like this team a lot. It's very good.
He's going to take his L's on those bye weeks, but yeah.
I think Jacoby Myers and Brandon Cooks come back as pretty like useful pieces for him week in and week out. You know, AJ Dillon, I think, is kind of dust, but Sky Moore, sign of life from Sky Moore last week. I mean, he had a very crucial touchdown, and you know, I thought he got open a couple few times that week one matchup too. You know, if he can weather this Barkley injury, I think I like him to go keep it rolling here.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it seems good, but it's not like not as sexy, I guess you would say. But it's like just one of those good old fundamental fantasy football analytics type plays.
Correlation can make you break you, but I mean,
but I'm out on Miles Sanders.
I mean, he's just kind of,
it's not one of those, it's one of those things, man. Rookie quarterbacks that are passers kill the running backs.
Yeah, and I think they have offensive line issues, and they're going to run into... They're just not a very good football team, so I don't think they're going to be controlling a lot of games with the run game. You know, where you're going to need Miles Sanders to be productive is when he gets touchdowns, and that's something he hasn't done a lot of in his career. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Very true. All right.
And it does look a little thin behind those two running back, honestly. Barkley and Sanders. You know, I'm hoping Barkley doesn't miss too much time if I'm Hank Reese here.
True. All right. Now, quickly, in this next several 5 to 10 minutes, we're going to go over this upcoming weekend's matches. We're going to give kind of our predictions of what's going down. Obviously, once you have a good 3 weeks in, that's where you kind of can see how your team's kind of looking like. Especially if a lot of these moves go down. I know Hunt went visiting the Browns. I think we'll get some more clarity on the Cam Akers possible trade.
Yeah, but later in the week it gets, I think the less likely we see a trade, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right, so I'll go we'll go from your lead since we did my lead last time.
All right, let's start with we'll go right at the bottom here. I've got Calvin's bookie 1-1 versus Spiky Kanye 1-1. Heavy Thursday night game and Monday night game for team expert here, Calvin's bookie.
Spiky Kanye has not set his lineup yet.
He has not set his lineup.
Aaron Jones possibly coming back, and Montgomery's obviously hurt.
Well, yeah, we're going to need to see some news on injuries and stuff before you know, we get there. But I am I'm liking expert here, yeah. Calvin's bookie to take the win.
I agree. I'm siding with that. I think in terms of if Burrow does come back, I do think this is a good matchup offensively against kind of a porous Rams defense.
The backup quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals? It's no longer Brandon Allen.
Jake Browning.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, Rams probably win that game on Monday night if it's Jake Brownlee or whoever the fuck it is.
True.
But
I do think, though, they're going to try and make him play, though, man, because you go 0-3.
Yeah.
I'm siding with Expert 2.
All right, cool. Next, we've got a tightly projected matchup here of Brown Folk versus the Jeffersons, both coming in at 1-1 here. Going ahead and taking a look. I mean, there are some matchups here that I like on both sides, frankly. Justin Jefferson is primed to smash against this dogshit Chargers defense. Tony Pollard against Arizona. But then again, I think, you know, Christian McCaffrey could really go off against this Giants team. I want to see some lineup changes here for both sides, especially Camilo. But I'm probably taking the Jeffersons here if things are locked in the way they are.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with the opposite. I'm picking...
Interesting. You're going with the stats. You're going with the stats. Why do you say that? Because the green bar is pointed in Camilo's direction?
No, I hate you so much, man. No, one thing... I'm looking at overall, so... I really don't believe in Kirk Cousins all that much.
He's at home against the Chargers. That's gonna be a shootout, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we could take a
dome
shootout.
Game.
But hold up, I'm not done what I was saying. I'm saying in terms of looking at his two quarterbacks versus two quarterbacks, I'm siding with Mello with Bryce Young and Jimmy G over Pickett and Cousins. It's my opinion. It's my opinion. It's fine. In terms of running back, that easily goes to Mello.
I mean, he's got seven of them for Christ's sake.
I'm saying, but for his like primary two, Walker and CMC versus Pollard and Kyren, like easily. In terms of receiver edge, I'll give that to Evan just because of Jefferson and Nico. And
I do think Evan probably slots in Adam Thielen this week over Renfro or Allen Robinson.
He could get burnt though because that game is it's at Seattle in the rain. I don't know how heavy the rain's going to be, but we'll
too
see.
Early to really say.
Yeah.
Seattle's been bad on defense so far. Saying, like, I don't.
I think the edge here though is like when you get to the flex thing, like flex wise, Melo has the edge, I think, handily.
He's still, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it's, it just depends on where the touchdowns fall, right? Because, like, Gus Edwards and Pacheco are not going to be catching passes, right? Whereas, I mean, I'm not playing Hunter Renfro personally, but I'm probably liking Allen Robinson and Adam Thielen over Pacheco and, Gus. It's going to be close. I'm probably sticking. I'm predicting, personally, a big game for Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson, as well as Tony Pollard. That might just be too much for Camilo to overcome.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
All right, next we've got Team B-Rich, 1-1 against the Black Humble Roger Goodell.
I'm number one.
I feel like this Cleveland-Tennessee game is going to be such a super, super sloppy defense struggle that it's just going to be like Deshaun Watson, 8 points. Jerome Ford, 9 points. Right? Like, and then Derek Carr's in Green Bay. He's got a lot of fucking Cleveland Browns this week, and it's not necessarily a matchup I love for the Cleveland Browns. So congratulations, you're probably going 3-0.
Woo! I definitely do. This is why I think I handily win this game. Largely, Puka. I mean Puka, yes, but I'm saying largely I like the battle that's going to be in Tampa Bay. Between Mike Evans and AJ Brown. AJ Brown was pretty upset last game. He wanted the ball so much. We caught one touchdown because of Penny was called back. The other touchdown he could have had was due to pass interference that wasn't called. I do think they're going to be throwing the ball. I don't think the Eagles' defense is that for real as I thought they would be, unless they just improve. But
secondary stinks.
What?
Their secondary secondary stinks. Well, they lost Maddox to a season-long injury, who I don't even think is that good to begin with. Bradbury's hurt. Like, they didn't improve their secondary at all in the offseason.
No, but I'm saying I just like that matchup. But no, I don't think it's gonna be like a blowout by me by any chance. Because like Etienne, like against Houston's still scary to me. CeeDee Lamb against Arizona, unless that game's like a blowout and they just aren't acting offensively, that still affects me because Dak Prescott. So I think it's gonna be a close game. I don't know how what your thoughts are. I wouldn't handle it.
I don't think it's gonna be particularly close.
Okay, I think it's like 50-50, to be honest, but yeah.
Again, you need to stop looking at the little indicators.
I'm literally looking at my own thoughts and opinions.
Next team we have here, Team Gekrit, 1-1, licking his injured wounds versus Get Swifty.
Will he get his first win?
0-2. Get Swifty almost got his first win last week, and I like him to get his first win this week. Definitely don't. He's going to be replacing Jamal Williams easily with Zach Moss, but what I want to see is something a little more creative than Dalvin fucking Cook in that wide receiver flex spot, because I need to see some non-Jets movement in this lineup in order for it to really work.
There is, I'm looking at how it is, and if a Marmar does play, there is no way I can see Swifty winning this game. There's no way. I just can't.
I think
Zach Wilson against the Patriots, like, Patriots are going to get their first victory this week.
At home. It's at home.
They're going to get their first victory, like, this week.
Okay. All right.
Like, because, like, right. Literally,
whatever you say.
They barely lost to the Eagles. They barely lost to the Dolphins. Like, I think they get their first
victory. My take is that there are some bad matchups for Get Grit here. In particular, don't like Henry on the road against Cleveland. Amon-Ra potentially could miss this game. And even so, if he does play, has to go up against AJ Terrell. DJ Moore, again, you know, the Chiefs secondary is good. The Chiefs secondary is good. So you're looking at, like, again, I have the same concerns with Deshaun Watson against that Cleveland secondary, or excuse me, DeAndre Hopkins against that Cleveland secondary. I just think there's a little more promise for Josie to kind of get some big spots here.
Well, you're wrong. Next matchup.
Okay. Next matchup we have here. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Team Sex, Drugs, and Anime. 1-1 against
Team Boomer. Oh, this is a rematch. This is a Super Bowl rematch.
Super Bowl rematch. Will a player die on the field, causing another controversy in this matchup?
No, and Uncle John will win this game.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you there for once. Listen, I mean, that's a real possibility that Anthony Richardson doesn't play this weekend.
True.
He can't clear concussion protocol. And, yeah, I don't like a lot of these matchups kind of across the board here for some of Dennis's players.
Like, I think Devontae Smith's going to pick apart the Buccaneers secondary.
I think so, too. It should be a pretty pass forward game for the Eagles, right?
Yes.
Don't anticipate them running the ball too much. I like Jahmyr Gibbs to get on the board here with a big explosive play too, maybe like a 60 or 70 yard touchdown run.
Yeah, I actually think that game could be pretty exciting, Atlanta versus Detroit.
I think because it's in Detroit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still a dome game. I agree with you 100%, but I am taking Team Boomer as well with you. Let's go on. We got two more left here. We've got Team Evil Fat Cow 2-0 going in against Digs My Burrow 0-2. It's crazy, but I don't hate sliding Baker Mayfield in to play quarterback if Joe Burrow can't go on Monday. I really don't.
That
the line has been up to the task with some protection stuff. You know, this is the real true test for Tampa for sure. But he those wide receivers, Godwin and Evans, even Trey Palmer, might be able to find some separation in that secondary.
I definitely do like you got like one of the best defensive lines versus probably arguably the best offensive line. So I do think that the Eagles aren't going to be able to run the ball as much, unless it's the legs of Hurts and he's also going to have to throw it. Mm-hmm. But also speaking
of this is a really tough one to pick.
I'm based off of some matchups. I don't like Breece Hall against New England.
I do think they'll use him a little more this week, though, than they did last week.
I think,
right?
I think they're gonna use him more, but I don't like the matchup. Like, I think Bill's gonna.
Mostert just ran for 121 yards against him. We'll see. At home, I don't know. I feel like this is kind of a pretty close to it. Point flip.
Yeah, but hold on. Back to that point though. You mentioned how Mostert ran for that. But that's because also the Patriots had to worry about the pass game. You don't have to worry about the pass game against the Jets, especially when you have Wilson as your fucking quarterback.
It's true. I'm taking Andy to win this here though.
Same.
I think it really could go either way. I could end up regretting this pick. I actually do think Conrad has a chance to get on the board here with a win, but I think just looking at the matchups across the board here, Andy's going to probably edge it out.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be one-handedly by Andy, but I'm siding with Andy in this one. This is too many question marks on my end. But yeah.
The last one we got here is my matchup. I'm going up against the top dog, Hank Race, 2-0. I think everyone knows what my record is here. I think I have a decent chance to win.
You do?
I think I do. If it just depends on Lamar and his ability to not be dog shit. But
I think if
Saquon has to miss and it's just AJ Dillon, I think that kind of evens up the running back matchup a little bit.
I don't think he's going to play AJ Dillon. I think he's going to slot in Myers if he's in this week. So,
but I think he might have to play AJ Dillon if Saquon's hurt, right? You're not going to put AJ. You're not going to put Elijah Mitchell in, right?
Yeah, but isn't Saquon a?
They're saying he's a game time decision, but I would be really surprised at the Thursday night game.
True. Yeah, kind of risking it for the biscuit. But yeah, he play AJ and then I mean,
it's a very close matchup at the quarterbacks. I feel like both Herbert and Lamar have good
matchups. I think when you scroll down you see Tannehill against Cleveland. I don't like that.
I've made those concerns loud and clear and don't feel great about it, but we're locked and loaded.
So you're siding with yourself.
I'm picking myself in true Lachey Ross spirit.
I'm gonna side with Youngblood Anthony in this one. Back to the point you mentioned. Literally, he has that Herbert Allen stack. You said the Viking game is gonna be a shootout.
I hope it is.
That should scare you.
I mean, it does scare me. It does scare me, no doubt. But I kind of like some of these other spots here where I might be able to pick away a win. Who knows? We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, anything can happen. Literally, anything can happen. Well, is that all?
That's all we got.
And of course, we were not within the time frame I wanted every week with you.
That's not my fault. You're the one that won't shut up.
Oh, are you? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty sure I'll count how many times I'll be like, oh, next one. You're like, oh, you keep going on with your sentiment, but it's fine. But yeah, no, that's it. You'll hear from us next week.
When you hear from us.
Yes. But
It should be next week.
But, all right, y'all. Thank you.
Okay, set it off, I'ma do the damn thing. Put my name on my gang, on my goddamn chain. To a rich nigga, you a goddamn lame. To a broke nigga, you a goddamn stain, man. Let me wipe the blood off my Nikes, ay, man. Let me wipe the blood off my Nikes, ay, man. Let me wipe the blood off my Nikes, ay, man. Let me wipe the blood off my Nikes, ay, man. How the fuck you get all your bread took? I'm a real nigga, leave a trail full of dead crooks. I perceive a snitch, you the type to make the feds look. I can make a sham shook, that chopper sing like Sam Cooke. Change gon' come with this drum, please don't get involved in that MIA. It's first 48, you'll be mystery unsolved. So it's best you keep my name out your mouth. This how the fuck it go down in the south. Most of my niggas been down in the drought, so they looking for smoke and you look like an ounce. Lord, forgive me for my sins, I can't spare the rod. Any final days, them been times that been hella hard. No, I'm not a killer, but my dog got a darker heart. Jit said he was a demon, so tonight we'll be playing. Okay, dog. Okay, set it off, I'ma do the damn thing. Put my name on my gang, on my goddamn chain. To a rich nigga, you a goddamn lame. To a broke nigga, you a goddamn stain, man. Let me wipe the blood off my Nikes, ay, man. Let me wipe the blood off my Nikes, ay, man. Let me wipe the blood off my Nikes, ay, man. Let me wipe the blood off my Nikes, ay, man.